KFA-FDE Mobile and Monitoring.
This is WTMT Westman. K8BCW.
AB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
WAVPC Mobile. KCAVSU, KCAVSU, WAVPC, are you around, Toby? Nothing hurt, WAVPC. K8BCW.
Hello, Bentley. W8RTM.
Hey, Ron. How's it going?
It's going okay for Wednesday. I'm in town here, just pulling into the hospital to go visit a fellow Kiwanian.
Well, I hope he or she is okay.
Yeah, not really. It's hard to be okay when you're in ICU in the cardiac ward and you're 95. But there's always hope.
Yeah, I guess that's what you have at that point.
Right. Anyhow, just wanted to say hi. It's where I am. I won't be here long, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Just they're transferring him downstate, so I wanted to stop in before the opportunity to pay a visit ceases because of physical distance. So, you guys still traveling?
Negative. We punched it all the way home on Monday. Matter of fact, we jumped off the Indian River exit, and I tried reaching you on your local repeater at your house, but you didn't answer, so I assume you're out doing something more fun and exciting.
No, actually, you know, it was a rainy, crappy weekend. Monday was the only nice day. And all day Monday, we were filling up a 10-yard dumpster, which we succeeded. And waiting for it to get picked up and replace it with at least one more, maybe even two more. So, no, it was not fun, but it was necessary. So, all right, well, welcome back. We'll catch up here in a bit if you're still around. I want to get in and out. W8RPM on the 19.
Yeah, I should be around later. Shout out if you're back on the road later. I might be listening. K8BCW.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
K8BCW. Good afternoon, Drake.
Bentley, how are we doing this afternoon?
Oh, you know, just digging out at work after being on vacation for a week or so.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what that's like.
Yeah, it pretty much sucks.
I had a feeling. Anyway, I listened to Kalkaska this morning, quickly discovered about, well, not quickly, but 2 hours later discovered, 2.5 hours later, I guess, discovered that there were no wiring problems and it was all configuration with incorrect configuration on modems and stuff like that, and that's something that the customer deals with. So did all that, and came back to Traverse, got an oil change, and went through what seemed like the world's longest line for the oil change place. Got lunch, and now I'm going back to the shop.
Yeah, right on, man. Nice to see that the weather's finally changed up here. This is, I don't know, hard to beat this.
So what you're telling me is you brought it back with you.
Well, not going to lie, it was pretty crappy when we left. It was pretty crappy the whole time we were gone. And when we got home, it was pretty darn nice.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to thank you then.
Yeah, actually, we left Tennessee Monday morning at like 6:45. And I think the day before it was like 78 degrees down there, and it was awesome. And we got home later that day, that evening, and it was like 82 degrees here. It was hotter here than it was in Tennessee. Go figure.
Yeah, dude, Monday and yesterday was awesome. I went for a hike on the Boardman River Trail yesterday, and man, that was nice. The bugs are everywhere right now, especially along the water. The mayflies are just, it's a mess, but give it a few days and they'll go away, but it's nice right now. It's 70 right now here in Logan's Landing, so can't complain too much about that.
Yeah, I drove to Grayling yesterday, and my windshield is just absolutely covered in bugs, but you know, those mayflies on the river, they make for some exciting fishing.
This is true. I haven't gone, man, I gotta go fishing again. It's been over a year, but you're not wrong about that. So, man, everyone's got their old classic cars out now. It's great. You get quite a lot of those here in Traverse City.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them around here, too. There's an annual car show in downtown Harbor Springs where people bring out anything from a Ferrari to, you know, just an old car that's unrestored but has been well-kept, and they park it in the park, and you wander around and you look at all these cool cars. But I think some of the coolest ones are, you know, like these cottages in the Wequitongsing Association that have an old Rambler station wagon from, like, 1964 that is still going strong and has been the cottage car for how many years now. And it's neat to see those cars tooling around. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have a few car shows down here. I missed one of them. There was the Northport one. Usually that one's got some pretty good turnout. But there's another good one during the Cherry Fest. But it's during the Cherry Fest, and I don't really know if I want to go anywhere during Cherry Fest, but oh well. I guess we're gonna find out. I've only been to the Cherry Fest one once, and it was quite overwhelming with how many people were there.
Yeah, for sure, man. I avoid Traverse City at all costs during that first week of July. Actually, all summer.
Yeah, just don't come here. It's much better that way, you know. The less people, the better. Because this place is swamped.
This place up here is not far behind it. It's just the same thing, but on a slightly smaller scale. You know, my wife makes a Costco run every couple of months, and she typically tries to go in May, and then not again until, like, September.
Now, I tell you what, living near Costco for me is awesome. And cheap gas. That's the only thing that's holding me together with my personal vehicle right now. Because, gas sucks. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, I'm at the shop. I got to go pretend like I work for a living, I guess. Hey, D.O.H.
Hey, nice job on your website, by the way. I did take a look at that, and that looks really cool. Well done. I will hopefully catch up with you later. K8BCW.
Yeah, let me sign up for the Dirt Bot. Let me know what you think of it. It's an experiment, but I'm trying. Thank you, Mitch.
This is KI7QFB Mobile Monitoring 19.
W8RPM mobile. KBCW from W8RPM.
Receiving pretty good over here.
Yeah, you're making it. No problem now. Yeah, the sun's trying to come out here in Leota. It's not going to rain today, though. No rain. Well, I straightened out two of my guy wires today. I got the tree limbs and stuff cut off of them. I got them pulled down through there pretty straight, so I'm happy with that. I got one more guy wire here. I'm hooking up to the front of the building. I need a couple of bolts, so I'm going to go to town tomorrow. I went over and told my neighbor, I said, anytime you go to Harrison, or anytime you go anywhere, you go to Holton Lake, I said, you need to let me know, because I may need to ride with you. I said, you know what my situation is. He says, yeah. He says, that's fine with me, Mark. I'll work. Yeah, can. And he said he had to go to town tomorrow. I said, great, because I need a couple of 4-inch long, 3/8 bolts. He said, not a problem. So I had to go to TFC tomorrow and get them.
I'm in the town, so it's pretty cool. I hear ya.
Yeah, I imagine it probably is. Alrighty, give me a holler, you get a little closer. Get a little closer, give me another holler.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise down in here in Fruitsville. Same DYS standby.
And mobile monitoring.
KDYS mobile, are you still standing by? Coming up the Long Lake Road.
KE8FJW monitoring.
Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net will start in 5 minutes. This is W8REJ.
W8REJ from 89NN.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Hey, just heard you in there coming back from our iHearts Bible study group. Heard you in there. Gotta give you a holler.
Okay, well, very good. Yeah, I was just advising that BarfNet's going to start in 5 minutes. So, what are you up to?
Like I just said, coming back from our iHearts Bible study group. So, just coming through on it right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I'm just a little dingy today, so... Well, very good. Yeah, it's been pretty uneventful here, other than I was able to mow the front and side lawns, and I'll get to the other one tomorrow. So, alrighty. Well, if you would stand by a few minutes here, we'll get the net started. I'll put you down as number one. How's that, John?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I told the space off that tonight's Wednesday night. I would have forgotten about the net otherwise, so I'm glad I heard you in there. AB9 and then mobile, I'll be monitoring for about 10 minutes.
Good evening, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ, my name is Rob, and I'm the net control station for this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we're going to start check-ins tonight with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short-timers only. If you're one of those, please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, we have Mary, a short-timer in there. So, anyone else that is a EchoLink station, mobile station, or short-timer, please come now with your call sign and name. Okay, we will now do general check-ins. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
KB8, SBJ.
AA4R Bill.
John with an H.
AA4R Bill. Okay, we have Bill. AA4R, I heard you you doubled with John, KF8KK, so we have both of you in there. Anyone else?
WNAP, Larry.
Okay, we have... good list here. Is there anyone else that would like to join the net before we get started? If so, come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, well, good evening, all. We are looking at the end of the month here, coming up. Today, we don't have much going on other than it was really nice. It was in the low 70s, and right now it's 60 degrees with 58% humidity, and looks like it's going to be sunny or partly sunny through Sunday. So that's a nice thing to have happen, and looks like the temperatures are going to be in the mid to high, I shouldn't say that, 70, 77 is what it's looking for on Saturday. So anyway, don't forget the barf breakfast coming up this weekend on the 30th. And that's about all we've got that's fit to print right now. So we'll go to the top of the list. We'll start with Mary, KD8PXI. Take it away, Mary. Okay, Mary, very good. Yeah, it starts, the lawn mowing has begun, so there you go. Okay, we're going back to the top here. John, AB9NN, are you stationary yet?
Hi, AB9NN in the barf vent. Yeah, basically I'm stationary, but still on the mobile, just sitting in my driveway waiting to hop into the net for my first go around. I'll be one and done tonight, I think. I just drove back in to Bureau from near Traverse City. We had a iHeart small group for church, which is basically a Bible study. We have a book that we are reading, and we're on the 8th chapter of it, and we do a discussion. And then we have a feast of a dinner every night with a potluck type of a thing. So tonight we had grilled chicken and watermelon, and Jane made a tremendous pasta salad, and somebody baked a cherry pie and brought a couple of containers of custard for the pie. And boy, I tell you, it was a good feed. So had a good fellowship and good food all the way around. So that's about it from you. Oh, I also wanted to mention, I heard the other day on a YouTube video that there is going to be a ham radio station on the moon. NASA has already started the planning process for that, and you can look it up on the internet under A-R-E-X, capital A, capital R, capital E, lowercase x, and just say ham radio on the moon, and you'll be able to see the plans as they develop. Won't be anything for a couple of years yet, but once they get the base stations set up on the moon, then they'll have ham radio for their participants, and that'll be a heck of a QSL card to get. I got one from the astronauts on the ISS. So I'd love to get one from an astronaut on the moon. With that, back to net control from AB9NN, John and Bula. Have a great night, everybody, and hope to see everybody at the barf breakfast. Looking forward to that on Saturday.
Okay, John, very good. Thanks for checking in, and I'll look at that AREX and take a look, see what it's got to say. All right, Bob, KV8, SVJ, and standby Bill.
Good evening, Rob. Everybody else out there and up tonight, this is KV8, SVJ. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Today just had to be my wife and mine. 48th wedding anniversary. Betty and I got married 48 years ago today. Asked her what she wanted to do. She said she wanted to go up to Fishtown, just hang out and stop there at Glen Arbor and have a meal at Boondocks. That's what we did. Beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous. And the bar breakfast for this Saturday. I will not be able to attend that. I have signed up to work with CERT on the Benji bike ride out of Crystal Mountain. So I'll be working on that and not being able to help out at the breakfast. So I'm sorry to miss everybody, but that's what I'm doing. So that's all I got for this time, Rob. I'm going to come up for the second round. KB8-SVJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, we understand that what you're doing there, and that's a good thing. So we can give you an excuse absence then, I guess. All right, let's see here. Next on the list is Bill, AA4R, and then stand by John without an A, or with an H.
Okay, W8RAJ in the group, AA4R. Well, like everybody else, enjoyed the sunshine today. Managed to get outside and do a little work in the yard. But my legs don't allow me to do a whole lot, but I was able to get out and do a little bit. And looking forward to seeing everybody at the bar breakfast on Saturday. Been a long time since I've seen everybody. Almost 8 months, I guess. And not much else just to talk about. And but Bob, thanks again for helping with the bike ride. Yeah, I miss doing that too, but again, the old body just doesn't cooperate like it used to. All right, we'll see everybody at the bar breakfast and on the second round. W8RAJ, A4R.
Okay, Bill, very good. Yeah, I understand the body, how the body works. I just had my heart ablation 3 weeks ago, I guess, and I'm finally getting to where I can do things again. I'm so happy. I'm able to mow the lawn again, so that's wonderful. Hopefully I can get some of the yard cleaned up, because the last couple of years, neither one of us have felt great. So anyway, we're both on the mend, so. All right, let's see, John, with an H, KF8KK, take it away.
Okay, really good, guys, KF8KK here. And that's quite interesting about the ham station on the moon. Wow, I'll have to look into that, too. That's, you know, I've often thought moon bounce would be a nice thing, but that's kind of cuts the path in half. Oh, and Bob, congratulations on the wedding anniversary. And that sounds like you guys had a fine plan for the day, so that's good. Sorry we'll miss you on Saturday. Bill, welcome back. Great to have you back, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. So that's good. And outside of that, I've been in the middle of firewood prep for next winter's heat, splitting wood and stacking it, and I'm glad I'm still able to do that. And outside of that, today Apple approved my CarPlay version of the Kiwi SDR app, AMSW Radio, so it's now fully functional. Version 1.3 should be in the App Store already, and that's fully CarPlay compatible. So if you're driving down the road and you've got one of those fancy touchscreen radios and you've got your phone plugged into the car, you can do all sorts of... You could listen to AM radio without the ignition noise. I'll put it that way. And from various places in the world if you want. And of course, sidemen too. But that was a goal when I set out to do app programming in the beginning of the snowy season, you know, my involvement in that is really to keep my brain from turning to mush, or at least entirely turning to mush. So it's a good timing that as the weather changed, it's sort of complete for a while. I won't really, unless something major happens, I don't expect to do much app development until the snow starts flying again. And then by then I'll see what projects come up. So that's the scoop here. And it is nice that the weather has finally flipped the switch into spring and summer mode. Yeehaw. Back to you. And congratulations, Rob, on your ablation. That's holding in 3 weeks. That's pretty good. W8REJ, KF8KK.
Okay, John. Well, hey, thanks a lot. And, if you're going to be at the bar for breakfast, I'll have that duck I promised you.
Oh, duck you promised. Oh, fantastic. Okay. And I guess if Bob's not going to be there, I won't bring my network analyzer to take a look at what his cavity was. That could certainly wait for another month. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, very good, John. All right. On the list here, number 7 is Larry. WNAP, take it away, and then we'll do a standby.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ and the group, this is WNAP, Larry. Well, yesterday I was able to wind the coil. The inductor for the 80-meter extension for my NFED half-wave antenna that only operated up to the 40-meter band. So anyway, so yesterday I was also able to get it up in the air, and I have yet to check the radio out to see if it's it's copacetic as far as SWR, and I got to do that yet. But today, I worked some more on my 6-meter beam. The boom is out on the outside, and it's on a couple of old plastic horse. I can't even think of the term. Anyway, so I put some other pieces and parts together for it, and I did the attachment of the boom insulators for the elements, just to see how it would go together. And so maybe tomorrow I'll be able to work on it some more. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, very good, Larry. As usual, you're keeping busy, so that's a good thing. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. If anybody would like to join our net, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
This is KA8HYE, Edgar, Traverse City.
That's you, Edgar. Anyone else?
KCATMQ.
KC8C station, come again with your call and your name.
Okie dokie, Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec, name's John down here in Lewiston, Michigan.
Hey John, we got you there. Anyone else? Okay, Edgar, give us a little bit of knowledge for tonight. No, we haven't been able to find much of it here. So, KA8HYE, take it away. Stand by, John.
Well, that might be a tall order. One thing, mark your calendars for June 20th. It's a Saturday, 9 a.m., and the Trance Traverse Area RC Radio Club have their air show. It's going to be over at the new airfield on the Green Lake Airport, just off of Euchre Road. So it might be interesting to show up. And repeater sounded good here, but I'm not able to make it in with my handheld. So had to revert over to Echolink this time. So this is KA8HYE.
Okay, Ed, you're very good. The RC Club is not doing the Thompsonville Airport.
Yeah, they have, this one's at the Green Lake Airport, Interlaken, and I've been to the Thompsonville Airport. They're due to have a swap shop and air show, or meeting at least, here soon. I'm not sure of the date.
Okay, Ed, you're very good. Stand by here, and we'll get you on the second go-around. KCH, CMQ, John, take it away.
Hi, okay. Well, good evening to you and everybody else on the net who out in Alpena today, went to a half a dozen different doctors, going to have knee surgery after all our cancer and everything else doing. But I got a problem that I got to ask. That last station that was just talking to you, he was crystal clear. Now, here's what's going on. Monday night I tried to get into the net on the mile repeater on Echolink. I can hear him on a scanner, but I wasn't hearing him on my tablet, telephone, or my computer, and I wasn't getting out. So Tuesday night, last night, I got onto the Daylord, and I got into them, talked to them, and everybody was echolinking. A double. I could hear double voices in them echoing, and they sounded like under the water. That last one that you just talked to was crystal clear. Everybody else so far on the net tonight was all doubled in there and crackly, and I still can't get into the mile, and I can't hear anything on the mile. So this is the first one that I can get to on this link. KCMQ.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, you had an echo of yourself on your transmission. So I don't know if that's just you've got other radios going on or what, but. Alrighty, we are going to go back to the top, and again, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ, and John is one and done, and Mary is one and done. Bob, KB8SVJ, and then standby Bill.
Well, my travels today, going up to Fishtown and stuff, we did passed through Frankfurt, and I checked Frankfurt repeater, 145.41 repeater, and it appears it was not on the air today. I do not know why. Nobody has said anything, so that tells me that nobody's really using it. But I will still go up, check it, see why it's not on the air, see what's going on. I'll take a different rail. It's used by HT, but I'm sitting downtown Frankfurt. I usually hit with the HT from downtown. I'll go with my truck with a mobile and make sure that if it's not working, I'll just go up to the hospital and see what's going on. Maybe they unplugged it. I don't know. But it'd be nice if people use this stuff. I know people do what they do. But, you know, if somebody was to Kirk Charles, the Franklin repeater, or the Ben Boyer repeater, and
7,
doesn't
2,
connected,
to 2,
9, 5,
8, 3,
I'll
4,
see what I can
1,
do to make sure
0.
Back on here. Because the Frankfurt repeater is important for CERT when we do our events in Frankfurt. And before 4th of July, and especially before the Ironman,
node
I need that
3,
repeater.
9, 7, 2,
so,
nine,
again, if somebody
seven,
trumps
zero,
the repeater, if you don't get anything back, please
node,
let me know.
5, 5, 4,
so that,
seven,
I'll come back to you around.
Five,
KBA,
one, node 3, 4, 0, 8, 7, 9.
Very
seven,
well, Bob.
Disconnected.
Thank you for the information, and we'll see you a week from, wait a minute. I lost track of my thought there, so yeah, you won't be at the bar for breakfast. Okay, well, we'll look for you next Wednesday night then. So there you go, I got it out. Okay, Bill AA4R and stand by, John.
Okay, W8RAJ and the group AA4. Well, not much else here, Bob. Congratulations on 48 years. That's great. Joey, my wife, and I have 43, so we're on your tail, but not doing I'm sure we won't catch you. All right. Well, have a good race tomorrow, Bob, and good hear everybody tonight. I'm going to pull the plug, and we got another phone call coming in here, so I need to take that. Take care, Bob. W8REJ and the group. Pay you for.
Okay, very good, Bill. We'll look for you this Saturday. All right, John with an H. KF8, JK, take it away and stand by Larry.
Oh, very good, guys. KF8, JK here. Larry, glad to hear you're getting going on that 6-meter beam, and best of luck putting RF into that new NFED half-wave with the 80-meter extension. That's, I've got a few of those here, and I'm actually rather impressed with them. but, you know, I guess it doesn't take a whole lot to impress me. Edgar, great to hear you. It's been years. I heard that you're sounding great, so all's great there. Pass my best regards to your offspring. Hope they're doing as well. And John at Lewiston, good to hear you. And, you know, I'm glad I don't have a clue as to how the repeater's leaking. It works these days. So the fact that Edgar comes through perfectly fine, and he's entering the system via the internet. RF, so that might have a clue as far as to why you're getting echoing on some, but Edgar sounds great, so go figure. It's nothing simple anymore, you know, it's the old story. The KISS principle is put aside for operational efficiency, let's put it that way. So very good. Outside of that, not a whole lot to say. Wish everybody a great week. Those that are make barf breakfast on Saturday, I'll see you then. Anna, our dedicated waitress, came up to me last Saturday and said, "You're not in the back room with the radio guys. Is that this week? Oh, is that next week?" So she got the week wrong. I presume she had the table all set up in the back. She knows to expect this, so there you go. All right, see you later, guys. Back to you, Rob, KF8KK.
Okay, very good. Thanks an awful lot, John. Okay, Larry, the voice of Marilla, WNAP, take it away, and then we'll stand by, or then Edgar will take over.
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WNAP. Yeah, I would have been able to do some more work on my on that 6-meter beam, putting it together, but I have a lower back problem. If I'm standing up and bending over and for any length of time, my lower back starts hurting, and so I had to bring all the tools and the pieces inside and just sit down in my easy chair and watch the TV for a while. Okay, 7-3 everybody, and my calendar and the bar breakfast. WARDJ, and this is WNAT.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Larry. And yeah, what I do is when I first get the calendar for the new year, I go through and mark every single Saturday that we have it, with the exception of December. So there you go. That way I'm square, so I know what's going on. All right, Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E, and then stand by. Okay, Edgar, are you there? K-A-8-H-Y-E. Okay, nothing heard. Moving on to John. K-C-H-C-M-O-Q, take it away.
I don't have much more to say. Just sitting here listening, trying to figure all this out. ACHCMQ.
Okay, very good, John. Good luck. If you find out anything that's sharp, let me know, because I could sure use it. Okay. All right, this is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ, and is there anyone else that would like to check in before we close the net? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly.
N9KOP, Cameron of Mobile, Fairview.
Okay, very good, Cameron. N9NOP, is that what it is?
Nope, November 9, Kilowatt, Oscar Papa. Name's Cameron, I'm Mobile Fairview here. So, John asked about the Mayo repeater. I guess we're having an issue. I just discovered it in the last 10 minutes. If you connect to the Echo Link on the Mayo repeater, it is not passing audio over the link. It'll pass it locally on the repeater, but it will not pass over the link. I also tried checking in right before John twice, and it did not pass my audio radio into the link as well. So Drake booted it from the hub, we reconnected it, and it's back, and obviously you're hearing me now. So I'm aware of the issue. It's nice that we just finally figured out that when the courtesy beep goes away, that the radio or the repeater is not passing audio over the link. And the dial-up timer got me. So, with that, I'm working on it. I got to get with Drake to get up there to get in there and figure out what we got to do to fix it. So, hopefully, I made this whole transmission. But if you're on the Mayo repeater and you can't get across the link, then somebody can get a hold of me and we can get it reconnected, or Drake or somebody else that has access to that stuff. So we're working on it. And then KOP. Back to the next one.
Okay, Cameron, very good. Thanks for the update on the Mayo repeater. N9KOP, we got your call corrected. And thank you very much for checking in. All righty. This has been the Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. And our BarfNet meets again next Wednesday at 8:30 here on this frequency. In addition to that, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. You walk in the front door and straight back to hit the wall and then turn left, and you'll find us. So, anyway, I'll now return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. This is W8REJ, as we'll say, 7-3, and God bless everyone that can hear my voice. I'm clear.
Net control, KCACMQ, to ask a question, and thank you, Cameron, for, hey, somebody got hold of me or whatever and let you know.
Yeah, John, we think the SD card up there crapped out, or is on the verge of crapping out, so we're buying our time, hopefully, so I don't, like I said, I'm not sure why it's doing what it's doing. When I go to log into it, it's definitely a totally different, it's not normal kind of errors in there, so I haven't tried to do a reboot, because if it reboots, we have no repeater at all, so, or if it don't come back, we have no repeater at all, so I'm kind of on the edge about rebooting right now, so we're holding off. Fuck you, and then KOP Mobile Current.
Well, thank you, Cameron, and we're going to go back to net control if he's still there for a question. KCHMQ.